It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Up in the studio, we have Keegan from Postmag. Postmag is Auckland's only printed entertainment and city guide. They're turning one this weekend, and to celebrate the occasion, they're having a party at Hopetown Alpha with a ton of great artists. Today, Keegan has picked out a few songs to share with us all for My Morning Mixtape. How are you going, Keegan?
How can you not be good on a day like this?
I know, it is so nice. It's funny that you were up here, was it on Sunday?
On Sunday.
You were doing a radio show, and now you're up here again to play some more songs.
More songs and bring more sunshine.
I know. What was it like on Sunday?
Glorious, mate. It was one of those ripper Sundays, kind of actually felt a little bit like summer.
It's almost there. We're going to get there.
I was eating strawberries.
As soon as November hit, the sun came out.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And it will be out on Saturday.
That's what I'm hoping.
It's happening.
I do want to ask about the origins of Postmag, and I want to ask about what the focus was this time last year when it was just starting out.
Just kind of like getting it out there. You know, it's been so long since we've had a print format gig guide in the city. And I think they're just like super important, actually. You know, it's like so many movements throughout history of, you know, a gig guide or like a circulated zine has been so integral to that community and like communicating what's coming out, what, you know, what people's thinking is at that time, music, arts, and obviously gigs.
Yeah. And I definitely think that with the increase of kind of digital media, it's sort of cherished when people do get their hands on printed stuff.
Yeah, it has been quite funny, though, you know, it isn't exclusively just print.
Yeah.
We do use QR codes, you know, like in the magazine, you would, if we've got a story about you, you'd just have an image and a quote and a QR code, which kind of like allows it to be slightly interactive, but it also allows us to kind of understand who our reader is, because we're getting hard-coded data analytics, you know, and it's just like, well, these are the people that are reading in. Like, one of the best things is the adoption has been from women in the community.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
they've had this, like, massive uptake, which has also forced us to produce more stories for women.
Yeah.
You know, we're just two men.
Gives you the direction that you... It gives you more of an idea of what kind of direction your audience wants.
Yeah, totally. And it also forces us to kind of like challenge ourselves on our own shit.
Nice.
You know, years and years of conditioning. You know, it's good to kind of like look at things from other people's perspectives. You know, it's like we kind of too often now, especially with social media, just get like pigeonholed into this little bubble.
Yeah.
You know, I'm out there popping the bubble now. I'm loving it.
So you've been around for a year now. What kind of direction are you thinking you're going to be heading in for the next year?
I think it's just about like nailing more and more good content, especially around the video content stuff we're doing. There's been like a really huge uptake on it, especially, you know, around Indigenous stories. We had a story about Nico Campbell, who's a young Māori woman, kind of relearning an old practice that's kind of like gone by the wayside. That was probably our biggest story, you know, that just went absolutely massive. So it's like concentrate on looking at more Indigenous stories. You know, I want to concentrate on more Polynesian content. You know, we are the largest Polynesian city in the whole of the world. You know, and often our media does not really reflect that. And if the Polynesian stories are out there, they're in just primarily a Polynesian publication. And I think that's quite problematic.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, they're just pigeonholing you and keeping you in your lane. Where it's like, no, it's just like, stuff the motorway up, you know.
Shed more light.
Yeah, shed more light, you know, and it gives people more perspective into other people's communities and makes you actually realise we're actually all just the same, bro.
Yeah.
You know, we all have
the same interests and things like that when it comes to arts and culture and entertainment. And
yeah, and we all have the same struggles, and, you know, you might be going, you know, but it might just have a slight cultural slant to it. You know, it's like the European take on it is not the same as the Samoan take on it.
Yeah.
Or the Māori take on it, or the Asian or African, you know. Also, there's no real online gig guide anymore. So we're just kind of like working around the functionality of that whole element at the moment for the website.
Okay.
You know, just so we can have somewhere where you can actually go, like a trusted source. Like, there's nowhere that's really trusted or nailed. That, like, I love the BFM gig guide, all that, that's great on air, but it's like, where do you go look for stuff online?
There's plenty of places that I go to look for stuff online.
But how comprehensive are they?
The more the merrier, I think, is the direction that I think you're going in, is that like it's best to kind of give space to everything in a focused way.
Yeah, and I'd just like to see functionality.
Yeah.
I should be able to search a genre and it should be able to bring up every single gig in that genre in Auckland right now, whereas like no other website has that at the moment. So it's like just trying to make it easier for us to access this shit. Mm. You know?
All right. Good to hear. Tell us about the songs that you've picked out today. Is there a general theme that you've gone for across all three, or?
Yeah and no. You just asked me for some influences, so I just thought about like influential things, people, persons, and whatnot, and that have kind of like influenced me throughout my life. And kind of like the first song I chose was Smokey Robinson and the Miracles, "Ooh Baby." Kind of like I was very fortunate to grow up in a very very musical, record orientated house.
Yeah.
And like this is my house. You know, growing up it was like Smokey all day. Driving in a car on a road trip, singing Smokey with your parents, you know. Yeah. It's like that's kind of the first one. I don't know if you want to play that and we'll talk about the
next one. Yeah, we'll give this one a listen now.
Cool.
You mentioned a highlight before from the last year, one of the articles that you had done. Is there any other highlights that you think stand out from the past year at Postmag?
Tons, really. I think the thing for us has been the community. You know, the community that have kind of like rallied around us and kind of like supported us. Like, we'd be nothing without them. Like, that's huge. You know, to do something for the community and then for them to adopt it and like fully love it. Like, you know, we'll probably have like 400 or 500 people at this party on
Yeah. I guess that ties into the whole point of that there actually is a space for the things that you guys are doing in Auckland, and that people actually do like the stuff that you're doing, which is great.
Yeah, totally. And I think with the stories, we're able to kind of, if you don't know us and you pick up the gig guide, you look at the gigs and you're like, oh, okay, cool. But by reading the stories and the way we tell the stories, you're able to get a like really good insight into who we are and like where we stand on like a lot of things. Like, we're not scared, like, I don't care. Like, I will tell a story even if you say you shouldn't tell it. So yeah. I will tell that story.
Yeah.
You know, stories need to be told. You know, like, I think often editors are too scared to run a certain story or take a certain angle, but it's like, dude, it's a voice, and like, there's always an ear for a voice, you know, and it's like, it's better. Yeah. I think sometimes it's better to communicate to the disenfranchised than the many.
Poke the bear a little bit.
Yeah, oh yeah. not a bear, maybe. Yeah. Maybe the politician.
Tell us about the second track that you picked.
Second track is actually, it's actually a cover. Cover of a pretty popular tune, originally by Candy Staton. It's by Josie Rica, who is Macy Rica. You know Macy Rica?
The name rings a bell.
Yeah, she's kind of like a modern Māori singer. She's very pretty popular in the Māori community. It's a version of that Young Hearts Run Free that her mum cut in the 70s, and it's just absolutely amazing, and it kind of just like reminded me of like the Māori and Pacific community's contribution to keeping like funk, soul, disco, and all things good alive in the community from the 70s.
Yeah.
You know, and so these people kind of like came from Polynesia, you know, so. Yeah.
How did you find the song?
How did I find the song?
Yeah.
Somebody played it at my birthday.
Oh yeah, nice.
You know, and I was just like, oh shit.
Need to know what this is.
Yeah, like ran from the backyard with like, yo, whoa, what the?
Yeah.
And then the person actually ended up giving me the record.
Nice, that's really cool.
And then they also, Jupped, who from the swap meet, ended up also giving me a digital. So perfect. I don't have to roll around with the expensive copy.
I know.
Just to play it. And it's been like a little secret weapon in my DJ sets lately. To play it, I just love the rawness and the wonkiness and the fact that you can tell it is distinctly New Zealand.
Great.
Run free, don't ever be hung up like mine.
tell us about the big gig, the big party this weekend that that you're celebrating the 1 year anniversary.
Well, it's our birthday, so what do you do on your birthday?
You celebrate.
You have a party. Mm. Balloons, cakes. Yeah, we're just having a bit of a shindig up at Hometown Alpha. They've got like this amazing alleyway.
I know, it's so nice, isn't it?
So we thought, bugger it. Let's take over the alleyway. Let's not book the entire venue.
Yeah, just hang out outside.
Yeah, let's just hang out outside. Mm. So we're having like a big alleyway party. We've got some pretty good acts. We've got Janiac, who's kind of long time, old school Rikino's DJ. She's probably one of the most versed persons I know in terms of dance hall and 2000s R&B. We all love a bit of dance hall in the sun. Young Tina Colossi, aka Babyface Killer, she's fearless. She will literally play anything. I'm really looking forward to her playing. I've really enjoyed over the kind of like the last month watching her evolve as a DJ, kind of moving away from the community where she'd started out DJing, which was kind of like more of a scene thing, and kind of like transitioning into more of a community that is music orientated.
I see.
And like watching her journey into music, you know, she already had amazing taste in music, but then it was to just like start filling in the gaps with a lot stuff that was a little bit rarer, you know, some more underground stuff, music that was a hell of a lot tougher, and a little bit harder. It's been really beautiful. We've got Too Farben, which is Julian Dine and Jonathan
Crawford.
We all
love Too Farben.
Everyone loves Too Farben. You know, it's when we were doing the program, we were like, dude, we have to have like a live act. Like, you know, it can't just all be a DJ fest, you know. And kind of Too Farben was like the perfect mix between a DJ and a live act. And Julian and Jonathan Crawford are just absolute monsters. We've got Uncle Frank, old Frank Booker, everybody's favourite, the people's champion.
People love Frank as well.
Yeah, exactly. Terribly nice guy. Horrifically nice guy. Love him. He's going to do his thing, and I'm going to play. I was originally going to play as Forrest Bump. But it looks like we're going full drag, and Marimba Ardern is coming out.
Lovely.
Which is
a return.
Yeah, the return of Marimba Ardern. She last played at the Auckland Fringe Festival after party, so it'll be good to get that out. And then we have an after party at Whammy, and that allows us to show like our darker side of music.
Yeah. Till the break of dawn.
Yeah, we got Orbeat from Wellington / Auckland. We got Scarlett, who's from Friendly Potential, and one of the like true queens of this community, easily. And DJ Too Fucktu. I don't know whether it's Too Fucktu or Too Fucktu. I'm unsure really, but John is an absolutely incredible DJ. Cool. And we're actually just mid putting out a party edition of the magazine.
Oh yeah.
Which is going to be like really awesome, and like it's just profiles and mixes from all the DJs. And
nice.
Like party policy and a whole bunch of things.
Of course, that's a great little addition to the big event.
Yeah, totally.
What made you pick out this last song?
This one's actually just for all the ladies in our community. We're surrounded by incredible women in Auckland City at the moment, and they're constantly challenging us being to be better people.
Love it. Awesome. Well, thanks very much for coming up, Keegan. Congratulations on the birthday, and I'll see you this weekend.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
That was Kiss the Sky with Living For You, picked by Keegan from Post Mag for My Morning Mixtape this week. You can catch Keegan performing at Hopetown Alpha this Saturday for Post Mag's 1 year birthday.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.